Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
That's the second time it's gone off.
They never go home, those boys.
The second captain's
world service.
It is not war and death and famine. It's not that at all. It's the opposite of that. It's the persuasion of the world outside of that. That's why sport's important.
You don't have to be a World Service member to know that both myself and Ken are greatly enjoying watching Darwin Nunez play football for Liverpool, but you do need to be a World Service member to fully grasp just how deep our fascination runs with the striker who has, on the face of it, returned a solid yet unspectacular amount of goals since his arrival from Portugal. Welcome to your weekly World Service Taster, by the way. Despite my insistence that Nunez will easily hit the 20-goal target that Ken set for him in a recent pod, Ken remains unconvinced about his all-round play. World Service member took Mr. Early up on this criticism, which led Ken to take some stats he could use to then ram down that member's throat.
Compare Nunez to Jesus, you know, and see how their statistics go. So if you look at like the fbref.com, one of the handy things they do is give you, you can compare players and you can have a look, you can see where they rank in various areas of the game statistically compared to all the other players or all the other players in the top five leagues and Champions League and so on. So with Nunez, there is a qualifier that his figures from last season are just his Champions League games for Benfica because it doesn't bring the Portuguese league into it. So that's a one thing to bear in mind. But, you know, otherwise it's a pretty good comparison or a tool for comparing. So you can put them in percentiles. So you can see where they rank compared to the others. So for instance, in goals, or, you know, non-penalty goals, Darwin Nunez is in the 98th percentile, yeah. Right? There, he's in the top 2% of players for goals over the last year, in these leagues. Jesus is 73. So, you know, not still decent, but not quite there. If you look at touches, Darwin is like the 46th percentile, 32 touches per game. Jesus is the 91st percentile. So almost 50% more touches per game, you know, on average. If you look at dribbles attempted, completed, Darwin is 70 attempted, 58 completed. Jesus is the 95th percentile of both. So a really good dribbler who also dribbles quite a lot. Passing, Darwin is like the 11th or the 15th percentile for passing. This is what I'm talking about. Right? If you're, he makes on average 11 passes per game. Okay. Jesus is 32. So the 84th percentile, this is compared to all forwards. So that's what I'm talking about. The difference between a player who is involved in the build-up. The player who Darwin actually is more like, statistically, is Haaland.
Yeah.
Right, so he's very similar to Haaland in a lot of ways in what the shape of his game looks like. They're both really, the difference is that Haaland is way more efficient. So Nunez actually shoots more, tackles more, goes up for more headers, crosses more, dribbles more, doesn't touch the ball more, and scores less. because Haaland is 75% more likely to score with any given shot than Nunez, just based on his shots in the last year. 75% more chance of Haaland scoring from any given shot. So, yeah, I mean, that's a difference.
Can you measure presence, though, Ken? Can your little stats and your numbers there, what's the stat on presence?
Presence, how do you mean?
Well, the sort of presence that he has. The way Darwin Nunez comes into a game and immediately things happen.
Yeah.
Events happen around him, through him.
Yeah. Now there isn't a. There,
I can't
you
stop
can't
watching.
Measure, you can't. You can't measure that. You can't. Well, you can't measure that.
I should stress that Ken was the one comparing Nunez to Gabriel Jesus. That wasn't what our listener had pulled him up on, but that's what Gennarly did with the criticism. Just went his own way with it.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
It's a beautiful summer's day. The breeze is stupendous.
Stupendous. Stupendous.
Would this podcast be even more stupendous without ads?
Without ads?
Ads. If so, then join us for daily commercial-free shows at secondcaptains.com for just €5 a month.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm not bumping them up. I'm not Irish. I'm just saying my observations, they are amazing.
Stupendous.
On today's edition of the Second Captain's podcast, we had a really interesting chat covering the protests that have been raging in Iran since the death of a 22-year-old woman, Mahsa Amini, in September, after she was arrested for allegedly wearing her hijab improperly. We talked about the way that current and former Iranian footballers are adding their voices to the protests, with the World Cup only 2.5 weeks away now. There have even been calls for FIFA to kick Iran out of the tournament. Our guest was making his second appearance on the podcast, Jason Rezaian, an Iranian-American reporter who first talked to us during the 2018 World Cup, has an amazing backstory himself. He spent 18 months in prison in Tehran on charges of espionage when he was working there for the Washington Post. So he had a really unique perspective on things. Here's a segment of our chat with Jason.
I went to Iran in 2001 for Ireland. We were playing a match over there. And one thing I always remember about the trip is on the plane, as soon as it entered Iranian airspace, there was like an announcement from the captain that all the women on the plane had to now don the appropriate headwear, which I was surprised by. I guess I assumed it would be whenever you got off the plane. But it was right there. Now, obviously, this question of the rules over what women can wear has been central to this sort of flashpoint that ignited these current protests. Can you explain why it is that the Iranian government wants to enforce these rules so strictly to the point of killing women?
Look, the mandatory hijab is one of the sort of visible pillars of this system. Some people have argued that it's a gender apartheid state, and I think that is a fair and accurate assessment. When you get on a public bus in Iran, women are in the back and men are in the front, literally. I mean, this is like, the U.S. and the South in the 1950s. Part of that is a arcane commitment to the idea of Sharia, Islamic law. But it doesn't say anywhere in the Quran that, you know, women have to keep their head covered when they're in public. It's an interpretation that these people created. I think it's designed to subjugate women. And what I learned very quickly when I was being interrogated is that this ideology, this system is unnaturally obsessed with the female form and all things carnal, and has a lot of shame about that obsession. And that manifests itself in a lot of very strange ways. But I think all of a sudden, as women have become more upwardly mobile in that society, as marriage has decreased, as the idea of a, you know, a domestic housewife has evolved, and women are more and more part of the workplace in Iran, the notion that they would be able to keep people under wraps, literally, is ridiculous. And I think that this is just a real shot across the bow at their own feelings of power. And I think they feel it slipping from their hands.
Could you explain that a little bit more, just that obsession you talk about there with the female body?
I mean, look, I mean, the proclaimed reason for the hijab is that women should be covered because to not cover them would be too enticing to men, and men can't control their urges, right? Mm. One would think that would mean that men should just stay home then. Right? If a man is such a wild beast that he can't control his urges by seeing a little bit of hair or a woman's ankle, that's not a woman's fault. But you know, time and again, every time in my interrogations, the idea, the notions, the questions about sex, you started to understand that these guys that are in these positions, they didn't do very well with girls in high school.
Jason, where does football and the World Cup come into all this? Do you think it's already in the build-up to it? It has, the protests have permeated through, that we've mentioned one or two of the, I mean, current players, Sardar Azmoun of Bayer Leverkusen, who's actually injured now, but he, we read at his post, at worst I'll be dismissed from the national team, no problem, I'd sacrifice that for one hair on the heads of Iranian women. This story will not be deleted, they can do whatever they want. Shame on you for killing so easily, long live Iranian women. How unusual is it for somebody of his stature, who's due to go to a World Cup, how unusual to come out with rhetoric, to come out with a point of view like that?
It's incredibly rare, but we see it more and more right now in Iran with athletes, actors, singers, other artists, intellectuals, writers, and ordinary people. Things that people were unwilling to say 6 months ago, they're saying very readily now.
Jason, what do you make of the calls on FIFA to actually remove Iran from the tournament, from the World Cup? These are calls that have been made both within Iran from some sports people and former sports people, and also from outside Iran, in particular the Ukraine Football Association. What do you think of this?
Look, I think that there is a case to be made. It's above my pay grade to weigh in on whether I think it's good or bad. I'm a bit agnostic about the whole thing. Sports is supposed to be beyond politics, but it never is. Mm. And because of Iran's grouping, I think that there's this real opportunity to shine a light on what's happening there. So I, for one, as a citizen of the world, as a citizen of the United States, as a citizen of Iran, look forward to the opportunity of these two teams playing with each other. At the same time, we can't look past the reasoning why Ukraine and others, frankly, within the Iranian community, are asking FIFA to ban Iran from the games. So, I think the likelihood, you guys understand the sport and FIFA much better than I do, the likelihood at this point that Iran gets banned seems to me to be pretty low.
No, it's not going to, I mean, it's definitely not going to happen, but it is interesting that
particularly that Iranian,
yeah, people, that some Iranian people, that's what I was thinking, feel passionately enough about it that they think that it's a call worth making to FIFA at this stage.
There are a lot of people in the Iranian diaspora for sure who are making that call. I don't know if that's in line with the thinking of most Iranian citizens, but you know, the place in Iranians' imagination that the national team, or Team Emeli as it's called in Iran, holds is special. I mean, you know, it's a group that the entire country has rooted for decades in the country and in diaspora. This is probably the best team that they've fielded, right, in international competition, maybe ever. You know, Carlos Queiroz is a internationally recognized as one of the best coaches. So, you know, I think the majority of folks, whether they want to come out and say it or not, want to see Iran play. And ultimately, the opportunity, you know, as a chronicler and as a storyteller of the U.S.-Iran relationship, the prospects of these two teams playing each other right now is just too tantalizing not to want to see it happen.
Yeah, that's the kind of conversation that we're able to have because of the support of our World Service members. To join in that support, you can have a look at signing up on secondcaptains.com. It only costs €5 a month plus VAT, and it's very quick to do as well. All episodes of the pod will be ad-free once you become a member, and the Second Captains podcast is part of the Acast Creator Network. Chat soon.
That's the second time it's gone off.
They never go home, those boys.
The second captain's
World Service.
It is not war and death and famine, it's not that at all. It's the opposite of that. It's the persuasion of the world outside of that. That's why sport's important.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.